I've come to that time in my life. I really didn't realize how much I love my mom or my dad, both of them. And I really didn't realize how much I loved them. I didn't realize how fortunate I was. I was one of the luckiest men in the world. I had no idea. I thought everybody in the world lived like we did. Of course, we never had a lot of nothing. I mean, we had an old car, you know. I mean, we didn't have hardly anything, but we had love. And we were all at home together. Had an old house, you know, that the wind blew through the slats in the wall, you know. But, you know, I didn't know nothing. I thought everybody lived like that, you know. I didn't know. But I didn't know how much Mother and Dad loved me. And it took a long time for that to soak in on me, what they actually did and what they sacrificed to raise us children and to raise us up in the love and admonition of God. And I am so grateful now that I am the age I am now, that I had this wonderful mom and dad. And I thought everybody in the world had that kind of mom and dad until I got a little older and left home. Then I realized there ain't hardly nobody got a mom and dad like I had. You know, there is so many people out there that is so wicked, you know, that's living so wild and stupid. And I just didn't know people lived like that. I did not know that. I just didn't know it. But I do now. Let me tell you, I do know. Today, I want to talk a little bit about our enemy that causes us to be like we are, and then the wonderful power that God has given us so we don't have to go the ways of the world. I mean, it's all available from God's Word, and most people don't know it. I didn't know it. It took me lots of years of reading God's Word and believing what I read. Because that's another issue today that, do you know that technically speaking, according to God's Word, every human being on the face of the earth is blood bought and blood washed if they only knew it. Isn't that something? That Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, came to this earth, was beaten and bruised and killed and hung on a cross for you. And he's not willing that any should perish. But you have to receive that gift by faith to get it. It's not automatic. You know, you're not going to get it automatically. You have to walk up to him and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that you sent your son to die for me. He died for me. I accept that free gift in the name of Jesus. Man, he will fill you with the Holy Spirit. He will create a new creature in you. And when you get in the Word of God, you will become a new person. I mean, you'll be different. You can't help but be different. You can't do the old things you used to do. I was so blessed yesterday about 11 o'clock, I went out to move some cars so we'd have plenty of room for parking. And there was two older ladies and two younger ladies out there getting out of a car at 11 o'clock. And I walked out and I said, wow, I said, are y'all come to the healing school? And the old one, they turned and said, Pastor Scribner, yes. I said, you have no idea how you've changed our life. I said, we come here from Arkansas and Louisiana, and that's where they live, 5-hour drive away. They drove in yesterday morning, and of course these girls, they immediately said, can we take pictures with you? Can we touch you? I said, ma'am, I'm just a man. She said, no, you're not. You're not just a man. You're a man that walks with God, and you have touched our lives and changed our lives forever. I thought, glory to God in the highest. That so humbles me to think that I've had the privilege to just those four women to touch their lives and change them and their families forever. But do you know, when I do leave this world, I want everybody that knew me said one thing about him. There's a man that walked with God. He walked with the Lord. He knew Jesus. And he made an impact on my life. I think that's the way every one of us ought to be as Christians. We ought to be making an impact on somebody's life because the King of Kings lives in us. You know, it's just amazing how we can do things once we understand what's going on. But most people today that call themselves Christians are not producing any fruit for the kingdom of God. I was one of those, you know. I mean, I got saved at 11. And, you know, by the time I was 30 years old, you could have said, well, how many people have you led to Christ? And I said, well, that's not my job. That's a preacher's job. But it's not the preacher's job. It was my job. It is my job. When I'm just a man, a servant that serves God, I'm a disciple, and I'm supposed to go and produce fruit for the kingdom of God. And the scripture says if I don't do that, he'll be merciful to me for a few years, and then he'll cut me off. That's really scary. You know, some of the men that came up yesterday said, wow, I never read those scriptures. Especially in John, when you read there where if I don't produce fruit, he cuts me off and throws me into the fire. That scared their socks off, and they said, I want to repent. I thought, wow, God's word's getting through to some of these guys. But you know, when I read that, that scared me too. I don't mind telling you. So I thought, man, I don't want to be cut off. You know, I want to live a good, long, healthy life, because God said if I do what he says, he will bless me like that. And I've come to realize that the more I serve him, the more he blesses me. I'll tell you one that just touched my heart just recently. Cheryl and I and some of the people here from the ministry, we went to a barbecue down here in town, and we sat down. There was people everywhere, and there was a little lady, which I didn't know who she was, and she had her 9-year-old son with her, and she walked up to the table, and she looked across the table, and she said, Thurman, I want you to know we will love you forever. I said, ma'am, I don't even know who you are. She said, 9 years ago, we had this boy. We were in Cook's Medical Center, and the doctors told us he would not live through the night. And I'd heard your story about your granddaughter. So I called you and asked you if you'd come down here and pray for us. And you said, yes, you didn't even know us. But she said, you got in your car. You drove all the way to Cook's Medical Center, and you talked to my husband about Jesus, and he repented for his sins, and you prayed for our son, which they said could not live through the night. And she said, with tears in her eyes, she said, here he stands, 9 years old. What a God we serve, huh? That's the way I want to be remembered, don't you?
Amen.
I think about the things we do and the time we invest to go do something. When we learn who we are, how we can change people's lives. And that's the way I want to be remembered. Let's talk about our enemy. We have one. He is really something. He's really good at what he does. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's our enemy. Most people don't even understand demons. I was raised up in a church that never even taught about demons. And Satan, they didn't understand who he was. I ask many a PhD, where did Satan come from? You know, I don't understand this. You know, if God's a God of love, why did he make Satan? If he did, you know, where did he come from? You know, where are these demons? Where do they come from? If they're all mean and everything and do what the scripture says. And nobody could give me a good answer. So I just thought, okay, God, it's you and me and the word. And I know if I study this word long enough, I'll figure this out. Because I know you've revealed everything to us in your word. So one day I was reading in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, 17, and 18. For by him, Jesus, all things were created. Okay, if I stop and meditate on that, who made everything? The Lord did. Yeah, God did. He made everything. And then he lists these things for us. For by him were all things created, things that are in heaven, that are in earth, both visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. So who is he? He is God. He runs the universe. He's in charge of it. Whether you believe it or not, he's in control. And so many people today, they don't know who he is at all. They have no idea who God is. The only way they see God is a big God that's up in heaven hoping we'll do good. He has no input into our life. But I'm telling you, he has all kinds of input into our life. All kinds of input. When God makes statements what he will do in his word, he means that. He says, you know, if a child, he said, if you don't honor your parents, it will not be well with you, and you will not live a long life on this earth. That's written. Children, honor your parents, in all things so that it may go well with you and that you may live a long life. We have an enemy. When I think about this enemy, I wonder where this enemy came from and what's his job. If God made him, now then, if the scripture says here, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. That pretty well covers the whole spectrum, doesn't it? Both visible and invisible. Now then, we have a visible earth and a visible cosmos that we can see, do we not? Is there an invisible world too that we don't see? Yeah, because you can't see God, can you? You can't see his angels, can you? Now, unless they manifest, but they can manifest. But as a rule, Satan and his host of demons, you and I never get to see them. We only see the results of what they do. But we don't see them. Now, you can see them. They can manifest where you can see them. In fact, I will tell you one night I remember well here on this place, my son-in-law, when my daughter was still alive, my son-in-law came in drunk one night, and he was very hard to control that night. Awful what people do. But this boy come in wiped out. He came in, and he was not a nice boy. I thought I was going to have to take a 2x4 and knock him out. And I was just about ready to do that when I decided to call his uncle. I said, he can probably take care of him. So I called him, and he came in, and he got right down there at that tank. And as he got right down there at that tank, there was a person walking with a hood on their head and a gown-like thing that went plumb to the ground. And he stopped and said, hey, is this the Scrivener residence? And when they turned around and looked, it was a skeleton inside that thing. It scared that man so bad, he spun out and he left, and he never did come back. I've never seen him to this day. Finally, he said, I don't know what was going on up there, but said there was some kind of devil of hell on the road to your house. Why was that devil of hell on the road to my house? I had a boy in my house that was drunk and creating all kinds of evil, and that devil was controlling him that night. That's what had caused him to do the problems he was doing.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled We Can Change People's Lives, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.